many times I get asked, how is Goldcorp going to avoid the problem that others in our sector have of hitting a point where they can no longer grow? And my responses are two. First, growth doesn't have to be just in ounces. I think we can grow our portfolio, the value of our portfolio, without necessarily increasing the number of ounces we're producing. And we need to do that by also considering selling assets. And I'm a believer in the Jack Welch theory of portfolio management that says, as you add new high-quality assets, you should look to dispose of assets of lesser quality, lower or higher cost, shorter mine life. And in the end, you haven't necessarily grown the number of ounces you're producing, but you've grown the value. And that's the key to continuing to provide shareholder returns, is growing value, not ounces. So that's one thing that we're focused on. And I don't think the industry has been particularly good at selling assets in the past. I think we have. We sold the Peak and Ampari mines last year or 2 years ago, and that ended up being a very good transaction for us. We sold our interest in La Coipa to Kinross in connection with a consolidation of some joint venture interests. And so I think we've shown that you can dispose of or divest assets and have it still work out for your company, and we'll continue to look to that. But secondly, if we continue to grow, if you take our five-year plan, where we're already growing 50% from 2.3 to 5.3 million, or sorry, 3.5 million ounces over the five-year plan, and then continue to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 5%, you don't get to 5 million ounces until 2017. So my message to our shareholders is, this is not a problem that we have to do something dramatic today to avoid. I think we're in the sweet spot, if you will, in the senior sector, in that we have continued growth and low costs, and we should take advantage of that position rather than making a transformational deal today to avoid a problem that isn't upon us for another 7 years.